You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Woo!
Okay, simmer down over there, Captain.
By the way, thank you, Michael Mackey. We now have a number of wonderful listeners from
St. Joseph's. From St. Joseph, I know.
Why did you do that?
Defending their Hinterlandian
Banjoland city.
I didn't say Banjoland. That would be in the down yonder.
From the text line, hey, Michael. I want to remind everybody that Michael is a guest host today and our most prominent fill-in host for Dana.
Okay.
I'm just reading you the text.
I can read.
Hey, Michael, listen to your show every day from St. Joseph.
St. Joseph is capitalized. It's in all caps.
The underdeveloped community of more than 85,000 people. Several companies you may have heard of. Herzog, Altec, Boringer, just a few.
Mm-hmm. They have a cute little gift shop up there. I think it's called Bee and Thistle. It's fun.
Yeah.
Can't believe a hinterland would have a cute gift shop.
Oh, I would.
Did I mispronounce the word ethereal?
Ethereal.
Ethereal. Yeah, okay. When you said that you should read it, I wanted to call you out for the
Why didn't you? That was a perfect opportunity.
I should read this. Are you going to read the words correctly?
Wow.
Wow.
Now, why didn't you do that at the right time? You know, like about the time you stole my chair.
Dun, dun, dun.
We love you, St. Joseph. Don't listen to
me. We
Mike
love you, St. Joseph. Hey, Sam, real talk. How long is this chairgate thing going to go on? A month through the end of the year?
Till I decide it's over.
It depends on whether or not I'm going to steal the chair again.
If you do, you risk a lot.
I know. Trust me, I know.
I mean, we're still talking about it 24 hours later, and he has that sort of furrowed, crinkled brow right now, so he's still irked.
I apologized to him after the show yesterday, and his face did not exude forgiveness.
You know, and I can already hear the jokes. You know, 54 years old, he's practicing to become an old curmudgeon. He's well on his way to being a grumpy old man, and that's fine. You know, I don't see myself that way. Maybe I am. I have very few wants in this world. I want the government to leave me alone. I want my children to be happy and successful. I want my girlfriend to continue rubbing my back every once in a while. And
all right. We had to
I
go
said
there.
Rubbing my back, Sam. I want my small circle of friends to be happy. I would include you, Michael, in that. The circle of friends. And I want my chair. That's all I want.
Notice he looked at me when he said, I would include you, Michael, in that. And then paused before saying, and I want my chair. I think he was indicating that I am not included
at the moment,
in that circle.
At the moment, you have been dislodged.
Dislodged. That makes it sound like a place I don't want to be.
You know what? You've grown. You've grown on Scott like a barnacle, and he just rubbed up against a ship to scrape you off, and you are no more.
Do you know what a barnacle is?
Do I? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We have to scrape them off whales and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You would be the whale in this analogy.
And you would be my barnacles. The world's oldest boomerang is older than previously thought, casting new light on the ingenuity of humans living at the time. The tool, which was found in a cave in
Namibia.
No.
Botswana. Kenya.
No.
The Lesser Antilles. The Greater Antilles. What of the Antilles?
Boomerang.
Australia.
Poland.
That's what I said.
In 1985, is now thought to be 40,000 years old. Archaeologists say it was fashioned from a mammoth's tusk. With an astonishing level of skill, here's only one problem. It doesn't come back.
Oh. Wait, how old was it?
40,000 years old.
There is more and more evidence coming out because, you know, archaeology is a study that is ever growing. The more they look into fossils and what we have available to study. But there is more and more evidence coming out that humans have been on this planet far longer than we ever predicted.
Also, 40,000 years is 10,000 years longer than the chair that Scott is sitting in. So there's that.
Nice.
Thanks. It's called a callback. I try every once in a while. I get a zinger in. Pretty proud. Pretty proud. So proud. Proud.
But was it, did you mention on the air yesterday or was it off the air about the number of people that believe that humans walked with dinosaurs?
So that is 41%
yep.
of human beings believe that humans walked the earth with the dinosaurs.
So maybe this boomerang was not intended to come back. Maybe it was a toy that the human made for his dinosaur pet.
Oh, good point.
Well, the dinosaurs have been gone for more than 40,000 years.
How do you know?
Well, because I read that stuff. I spent a lot of time reading about astronomy and that. And astronomy has everything to do with the destruction of the dinosaurs.
Ooh, speaking of.
What?
It was an asteroid that landed just north of the Yucatan Peninsula. Look it up.
It's also incredibly fascinating to me that there are some massive gaps in the history of this world that we will never know the full extent of what really went on, because we think that we have a glimpse into prehistoric times through fossils. But if you think about it, like sub 1% of things were fossilized.
But I'm telling you, if you have not seen this incredible, I just wonder of nature that is in the Gulf of Mexico, just north of the Yucatan Peninsula, where the asteroid landed
uh-huh.
that they believe took out the dinosaurs, minus the birds. You've got to see it. It is gorgeous, and it's huge.
The Gulf of Mexico?
Really? Really?
Well, isn't that how the Gulf of Mexico was developed? Was this massive?
I don't know. I wasn't around back then, even though Michael Mackey thinks my chair was. But look it up. I'm telling you, man. Asteroid, Earth, north of Yucatan Peninsula.
No, I know. I've looked. I've read it.
And that's the asteroid that they believe took out the dinosaurs.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Okay, Dora the Explorers. Can we talk about how I'm going to go see the premiere of Jurassic Park Rebirth on Monday? What? Are you guys looking forward to seeing that? Looks like complete garbage. I can't wait to see it.
It really does.
So totally garbage. I know, but I'm Team Scarlett Johansson, Team ScarJo. But yeah, I'm going to go see the premiere on Monday before it comes out. So I'll let you know how it is.
Did you think it was as weird as many other people thought with the whole kissy-kissy nature between her and her co-star on the red carpet?
Totally creepy.
Okay.
Did she kiss him or did he kiss her?
It looks like she's kissing him. Oh, by the way.
She grabbed his face. It was a whole conversation we had yesterday, and the text line was calling us insecure and weak men for thinking it was weird.
So last night, my niece and I and her boyfriend Logan are first to Summit Grill in Waldo. And so we get our seat in the back room, and my mom, my brother, and his wife and T come in a couple minutes later. We're sitting at the table. You know, they kind of see us, I think, and I put my hand up in the air and wave so they know it's us. My brother, who was driving in from Wichita and listening to the show yesterday, Sam, comes over to the table, and I'm sitting on an end seat. He grabs my face by both sides.
No, no.
Yep. And comes in for a kiss. And I didn't. It wasn't a hard punch, but I punched him in the chest. And it was just a reaction. I wasn't trying to hurt him. I was just, he grabs me by my face and goes, and I literally, just a natural reaction, my right hand goes, and punched him in the chest.
And that's your own brother.
I know. I don't want to kiss him on the lips.
Your brother friended me on the Book of Face. We are now Facebook official. We are friends.
Okay. Keep in mind, he is a vice principal, so if you correspond with him, keep it clean.
We've had no correspondence whatsoever, and I'm planning on keeping that way until he kisses me on the lips, and then we'll talk.
By the way, we were talking about the situation on I-35 up in Clay County, I believe it is, the hinterland.
Yes. Liberty.
Story here from ABC News. A Texas highway was shut down yesterday for several hours after a 64-year-old woman involved in a crash pulled out a gun and a lawn chair and sat on the highway, sparking an hours-long standoff. The incident, which unfolded on I-45 in the Spring area north of Houston, ended peacefully, authorities say, when the woman finally surrendered. Nobody was hurt. Quoting here from Major Cedric Collier, "We saved a life. The good thing is someone's mother and grandmother is coming home tonight." I doubt she's coming home tonight.
Is she? I feel like... Although, can't you have, isn't it open carry in Texas? Texas is a different
beast. Yeah, but I don't think you're allowed to sit in the middle of a highway with a revolver in your hand and point it at your head and stop traffic.
Well, as long as she wasn't threatening anybody with it or pointing it at anyone, I don't believe she was violating any law other than impeding traffic.
She got into the accident with someone or someone got into an accident with
her? The incident began unfolding after the woman appears to have intentionally crashed into the back of an 18-wheeler.
Well, this sounds like a little...
Now she is violating the law.
This sounds like a little mental illness action.
I don't think she's going home tonight.
And the craziest part of that story is how hot it is in Texas, and she just sat there for hours? She has some water?
Sam, the story doesn't say if she had water refreshments.
Maybe a, you know, sparkling water?
Well, you know what that is?
It's, beer?
That is down yonder.
Well, beer's a... that's a diuretic.
Oh, she would have had to go. We learned that from the poop cruise.
The poop cruise. That was, that is literally still the best documentary I've ever seen, ever in the history.
Really? Mm-hmm. The best one you've ever seen?
Yeah.
I mean, it was good.
Well, that is until the new Olivia Newton-John documentary comes out in a few months. Then that will be the best documentary ever.
You clearly
made.
Have not seen the history of hair metal.
Well, I mean, I feel like... I
believe that's on Apple TV.
I'll get right on that.
913-586-7798. We have Festivus Friday coming your way. Right after the 5 o'clock news, that is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Are you sweating in there, buddy?
Dude. I gave you guys the quiet fan, and I tried to use the loud fan, and I decided that for the listeners' listening ability, I would turn the loud fan off. And,
No, your comfort. I'm being serious here.
It is your stupid comfort. Muggy. I just was in your studio.
I'm dying.
Come get the fan. We're good. Also,
or turn the loud one on. We'll suffer through it. We're okay. Going to be fine.
We're going to live.
Your comfort is more important.
You're
to me
starting
than
to wilt.
A little hum in the background.
Do we?
Huh?
No.
Huh?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say.
Damn degrees. I am sitting right next to my air conditioner, right next to it. It is on the lowest temperature, on the highest damn speed. Okay, 64 degrees, and it's on turbo. Do I need to put this bitch on? Power Ranger.
You were saying?
I was just in there, Sam, and it is really muggy. And you need to open the door or come get the big boy fan. Also,
I turned on the big fan.
Speaking of life as a highway.
I can't even hear it.
Oh, good.
I can't either. Speaking of, from the text line, I've been sitting on I-35 for 89 minutes, and I've made it 1.9 miles.
Okay, so Sam, explain to everybody what is going on, please, if you would be so kind.
So they tried to pull somebody over on I-35 near 152 Highway, and that person had an active warrant out for their arrest. Pardon me. Oh, no, that's correct. I was right. That happened around 2:47 p.m. They decided that they were going to flee, which started a high-speed chase down I-35. They used a tire deflation device, read that, stop sticks, and they got out before taking off again. They eventually hit them with the pit maneuver, bringing the car to a stop near I-35 and 291 Highway. The driver is still in the vehicle, refusing to exit. They are armed.
The driver is armed?
That is correct. The special tactics and response team is on the way, and the text line confirmed that SWAT team drove past them on I-35 to try to put an end to what is now a standoff that has led to a complete shutdown on both sides of I-35 between 69 Highway and 152 Highway.
Okay, so if you're near the front of this and you can see what is going on, we would welcome your call at 913-586-7798.
Apparently.
Hang on, let me finish quickly. I mean, no offense to those of you who are miles back in this backup, because if you've been in traffic for 85 minutes and you've gone 1.2 miles, you probably can't see what's going on. But if you're near the front where this highway stoppage has occurred, northbound or southbound on I-35, and you can give us a view through your words, we would love to hear from you at 913-586-7798. I think it is safe to assume that whoever is in the driver's seat of that car with the gun, they're going to need to cancel their weekend plans. That's just a hunch.
Also, I'm guessing that the car is probably running because if he's not, doesn't have air, he or she doesn't have air conditioning.
They're worse off than Sam in that room.
Exactly. So somebody just texted in that they're part of a funeral procession and the limos and the procession are stuck in the mix.
Somebody else says Clay County SWAT just rolled by.
From the text line, I work for the sheriff's office. I'm heading up there now to respond. Could give you an update in a little bit.
If you don't mind, that would be great. And no, sadly, we cannot accept photos on the text line. It's not built that way. But this person, I think this is the same thing that Sam just read. 89 minutes, stuck on I-35. I've gone 1.9 miles.
Really? So again, that is up in Clay County, up in Liberty. Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.
What does this person think is going to happen?
From the text line, this is all happening kind of in front of Liberty Hospital on southbound I-35. It's a complete mess. And it's only going to get messier because guess what? It's 4:25 and everybody's headed home.
Jane in Liberty. Jane, good afternoon.
Hi, hello. Jane.
Hi. Hey, listen, I live in Liberty and I was just coming back from Independence. And of course, I heard on the radio, on you guys' radio, and the traffic's really bad. So what I do, I'm not on the freeway. I take another exit, which is Stewart Road. Stewart Road comes off of I think it's the Glen Eyre exit. And then you go up around and you go to Stewart Road. Okay. That'll get you into Liberty on the Liberty side without having going on that freeway. If anybody needs to know that.
Okay. All right, Jane. Thanks for the traffic
Jane.
Tip. 913-586-7798.
I am looking at the scout cam right now. This is I-35 southbound at County Road A. I can't tell quite what.
So they're exit in the they're in the southbound lanes of I-35.
I'm looking at the 290. I think that's 291. It says Liberty and KCI Airport off of I-35. As you can imagine, there is a massive police presence.
Somebody just texted in 9234. Can someone please bring us snacks? I'm sorry, 9234. I can't get to you, but I hope that you make it out alive.
Yeah, so they are pushing everybody off at exit 17.
Also from the text line, it's 80 degrees in my house right now. It's only going to get hotter. I hope you babies make it till 6. Cry me a blanking river. Okay.
Ugh, language 6493.
Okay.
Please, I keep my house at 80 because I like it that way.
I don't.
Stella in Missouri. Hello.
Hi, Stella.
Hello.
What do you got?
Well, I just wanted to let people know that if you're coming down 291 thinking you can go northbound, trying to avoid the mess, you cannot. They are not letting you on going northbound from 291 because I just came from 435 and 291 going around it, and it didn't work.
Well, how do you get around it then?
Well, right now, we went down to, I don't know the road, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with the area, I'm only to I-35, and it's a road that goes right next to the hospital. You jump off of 291, it's an outer road, and this is hopefully going to take me back to 35 North after I get off this road, which is taking all the traffic, so it's a slow go.
It's safe to say it is a mess. Is that fair?
It is a mess. It is a mess.
And if I-35 is shut and everybody starts taking I-630, if everybody starts taking I-635, then...
Oh, yeah. Right, and the scout boards were telling you that it was shut down, and that was before when I was over on the Paseo Bridge when I saw that sign. So I bailed out at northbound 435 to head towards Cameron.
Stella, you've chosen wisely. And more importantly, do you have snacks?
I actually had some pineapple a minute ago.
You actually have what?
Pineapple.
Oh,
I have a little pineapple.
Okay, Stella, good on you.
That sounds delicious.
You enjoy your pineapple, sister friend.
913-586-7798. We have Festivus Friday coming up right after the 5 o'clock news. That is 30 minutes from right now. Apparently, we got ourselves a little bit of an issue, boys and girls.
Up north, things are at a standstill, figuratively and literally.
I-35 between 69 and 152, there is some moron who decided he didn't feel like today was a good day to pull over when the police wanted him to. And he is, I believe, Sam, according to the scout cam, in the southbound lanes of I-35. Although the highway is shut down in both directions.
It is tough to tell where exactly he is because, and they're always really good about this, when something like this is going on, the scout cam that could see the action is always rotated so that it can't see the action.
Got it.
Yeah.
Because they could tune into the scout cam and find out where everybody is. And apparently this moron, whose tires have been flattened with stop sticks, we believe, also is armed and refusing to get out of the car. Let's go to court. By the way, if you're near it, can see the action, maybe you're right in the front. 913-586-7798. Corey in, Corey, where are you calling in from?
Hi, Corey.
Okay, so I'm right by like Roosterville, if anybody knows where that's at. It's between Plattsburgh Road and A Highway. I'm sitting on Northeast 112th right now. It's about a mile long stretch of road, and it's a two-lane country road, more or less. Bumper-to-bumper traffic. I mean, we cannot go anywhere, so if you were thinking about trying to take that way to get to the other side of 35, don't bother.
Is there any way to get around it?
I don't know. I'm looking at my map. You could try to go further north and hook around on 120th Street, but I think it's just going to be more of the same, I would assume. They had a Clay County officer tried to get down the middle of this road. And like I said, there's big semi trucks on here that are barely fitting. People are going off in the grass. It's mayhem.
It's bedlam.
It's mayhem?
It's mayhem.
Yeah.
Corey, do you have snacks?
I've got a little Alani drink. I ate most of my lunch, but we're going to get by.
Okay, I worry.
At some point, some people are going to have to go to the bathroom.
I mean, it's a country road. You could pull over. There's grass, trees.
I-35 ain't.
Corey, did you hear the woman that had, she was carrying pineapple with her? She has pineapple.
I have not.
Well, it's National Pineapple Day, so there's some serendipity.
I don't even think that's true.
It is National Pineapple Day. Or maybe it's International Pineapple Day. Corey, did you know that?
I did not know that.
Now you know.
You don't know that because I don't think it's true.
I think it is.
Well, I've got plenty of time to look it up in bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Get back to us on that, Corey, but we appreciate you calling in, young man.
Enjoy your time.
Thank you. You too.
All right, be well.
I'll try.
Okay, bye-bye.
From the text line, do you guys think the criminal has his radio tuned to 98.1? Probably not, but if he does, give up, bro.
Okay, also, you just called him a moron, too. So you've offended the man who has literally stopped traffic.
You've stopped traffic for perfectly hardworking, good people in Kansas City during rush hour because you don't feel like pulling over and you don't feel like getting out of your car and you have a gun. You're a moron.
Text line is suggesting that Clay County Sheriff's deputies go from car to car and hand out red bags.
Oh, I see what you did there. It's very cyclical.
The poop crews home, or not.
Uh-huh. From the text line, do you guys know that there's a standoff on I-35? What have we been talking about for the last 15 minutes, kids and campers? If you're going north, don't.
Or take 630. Going south.
Don't. Or if you're anywhere near Liberty, just don't go. But if you need to go north, I might suggest 635 before it gets too busy.
All right, let's go to Elizabeth on line two.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. I was heading towards Liberty. I was down in Lenexa heading north on 35 and then heard about the whole issue. So I am taking 210. I just came over the Bond Bridge, and I'm going to take 210 all the way over and then get on 291 to get north into Liberty.
We fully expect you to call back during Festivus Friday and give us an update.
I will definitely do that, yes.
Because if you're not home by 6, I'm going to be worried, okay?
Literally, it is completely out of my way. I'm having to take the long way around.
Elizabeth, do you have snacks?
I do, actually, yes.
What is your obsession with snacking in a car?
Because everyone is texting, thank God I have snacks, or thank God I have something to drink, or thank God, you know.
Yes.
Sustenance, Elizabeth, am I right?
Yes, I have candy. I have some cheese sticks, water. I'm good to go for a while.
Good for you. Well done.
Thank you.
All right. Sean Diddy Combs' son had to be escorted out of the courtroom today, apparently.
Oh, God, what now?
Jury deliberations begin on Monday. The man
just screams, "My dad is innocent." from the text line, today, June 27th, happens to be International Pineapple Day. However, in the United States, we do not celebrate it on the 27th. We celebrate National Pineapple Day on June 6th.
You're late.
And now you know.
By 3 weeks.
Well, I mean, it's international. I mean, the dateline is international.
Also from...
Internacional.
Also from the text line, not so bad being in St. Joe. Now, is it, Mackie?
From the text line, if I was on I-35, I would totally drive down the shoulder in my ice cream van. But I am not close. Sorry, guys.
The man accused of shooting two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses appeared in federal court today, where he faced a half dozen criminal charges and possibly even the death penalty after what police have called the largest manhunt in Minnesota history. Vance Belter, 57, was arrested. You guys all know this story. According to a 20-page affidavit filed in federal court, Belter planned extensively for the June 14th attack and wanted to, quote, kill, injure, harass, and intimidate more than 45 Minnesota state and federal officials. Prosecutors say he also intended to target several other Midwestern lawmakers, including Congressman Emanuel Cleaver. Here in Kansas City, Belter faces six federal charges, including multiple counts of murder and stalking, making him eligible for the death penalty if he is convicted. He arrived in court today in St. Paul for a combined detention and preliminary hearing wearing a forest-green sleeveless jumpsuit, orange shoes, no restraints, and an anti-suicide smock.
Smock.
I did not know that's what those were called.
It's a... smock.
It is a smock.
What? How would he do that in court?
Grab an officer's gun? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how anything works in the court system, luckily.
We told you all yesterday that Jenny, his wife, claimed that she was blindsided by these antics.
Was she? I don't know.
I don't want to call her a liar because I don't know necessarily. But the evidence just doesn't look like that. And I'm just being honest.
Doesn't look great.
The passports, the $10,000 in cash, the guns, the ammo, and a handful of their kids, but not all.
Seems sketch.
It certainly paints a picture that she knew that he was into some sort of seedy activity. Now, whether or not she had any idea that he had plans to kill two lawmakers that day, or potentially six, well, three lawmakers and three of their spouses that day, inconclusive. I don't know.
And Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, doesn't know when enough is enough, apparently. Allegedly ripped his ex-girlfriend, Linda Holiday, during a fiery Instagram exchange, because nothing says I'm mature like getting into an argument on Instagram. Hudson and a woman she believed to be a close confidant of Holiday had a heated back and forth.
Oh.
Which started when the woman called the former Bridgewater State University cheerleader a gold digger. Well, she is.
That's pretty much exactly what she is.
Hashtag facts.
In her response, Jordan Hudson, the gold digger, called Holiday delusional and pathetic and claimed she discovered a personal email that Holiday had sent to the North Carolina football coach in 2015 while he was still with the Patriots.
Let's dissect that for a second. So she's going through his emails dating back
10 years.
A decade?
She's clearly going through his emails. In which she wrote, said Hudson, "Hey, babes, since you are tight with Miss Holiday, would you please ask her what she would like to do when this letter I found from 2015?
Mm-hmm. Hey, babes.
Bill, I got one word of advice for you.
Run.
I don't care how hot you think she is.
Run.
I don't care what she can do for you. Run.
Run.
As far and as fast as you can.
And dude,
cut all ties. Change your phone number. Move out of your house.
Move to the Bahamas.
Move to India. Just get away from this woman because she is crazy.
Move to Liberty, but wait until the standoff is over.
What was that movie from the 80s with Michael Douglas and there was the crazy
Fatal Attraction?
Yes.
I'm not going to be ignored, Dan. That It's my favorite line.
Oh, my God.
We now have chopper footage on KNBC 9 News of the standoff.
Oh, can we go to it?
I do love a good chopper footage.
C9 News at 5.
Well, inflation is rising.
Well, that was good.
Ugh, great.
So it did show that they are set up. So I believe that the car that the ne'er-do-well is in, would you call him a moron?
I said he's a moron, yeah.
Is on the northbound lanes, and the police presence is set up on the southbound lanes. And we're not telling him anything he doesn't already know because
he's
about 15 feet from him.
Yeah. All right, well, let's keep an eye out. Let's go to break now. If they go back to Johnny Rowland's, we will take that footage here on Dana and Parks. Very quickly, before we get to one of his you've only got 4 minute interviews, Stephanie in Kansas City. Hello.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. I think I have some alternative routes if you need to get around Liberty.
Okay.
If you are already on 35 going north, if you get off at Shoto, that can take you down to 210. Go over 210 to 291. When you get up to Liberty, you want to take Whiteburn to downtown Liberty. Take a right, and it'll take you to a blacktop called B, and that will take you up to 69 Highway, like you're going to go to Excelsior.
Huh.
If you go down to Excelsior, it's way out of the way, but if you go down to Excelsior, you can take 69 North and hit 92 and then cut back over to 35 north of Kearney.
Got it. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Your latest celebrity interview.
Ooh, so you guys might have noticed that I was a little late to the show today. Whoops-a-doodle. That's because I was busy interviewing one Mr. Jeff Hiller. And you're like, who is Jeff Hiller? Well, if you're a fan of Somebody Somewhere, that show on HBO that was set in Manhattan, Kansas, which Dana says is a run, do not walk show, as do I. Well, Jeff Hiller played her best friend, who his name was Joel. And well, one Mr. Jeff Hiller just came out with a new book about his road to stardom. And the book, the book is called, and I love this for him. The book's title, Jeff Hiller's book, is called Actress of a Certain Age, My 20-Year Trail to Overnight Success. Now, neither one of you nerds have seen Somebody Somewhere, even though I have been hyping it endlessly. But what I asked one Mr. Hiller today is, I said, you know what? Your show was on for 3 lovely seasons, set in Manhattan, Kansas. Did you evolve just like your character?
Okay, first of all, I love you, period. And second of all, I loved your character in Somebody Somewhere, because you were the heart, you were the soul, you were the moral compass of the show. But like, what I want to know is, did you find that you evolved over those 3 seasons along with your character?
Yeah, totally. I mean, absolutely. I think I'm someone who is always trying to grow, but I think it was a teacher. The show was a teacher. I mean, because the show was basically, just like getting the show was like this big lesson in like not giving up on myself. And because Bridget is such a great teacher of that philosophy, but also just like in season 3 when he's crying all the time, what it was really saying is like, I like my life. My life is good, but I also am mourning the life that I thought I would have. And I think that that's healthy and normal. And I learned from that. I learned from, you know, what the writers were saying in that, and from what Joel was saying, because the writers wrote it to me. I'm not so crazy that I think Joel's a person.
Joel is sunshine. Joel is a person. Okay.
I loved his character so much. And if you have seen Somebody Somewhere on HBO, you know exactly how warm and fuzzy he is and how he's Bridget Everett's bestie. Of course, Bridget Everett being from the land of man happiness and very forthright about how that's where she grew up and all the things. And that's where she wanted to base her HBO sitcom or dramedy, whatever you want to call it. So, of course, I wanted Jeff to know that he was speaking to somebody who was literally in Kansas at that very moment. And did he have a particular affinity for our fair state?
You know, you are talking to a boy who literally lives in Kansas. So do you now feel a kinship to my state, to our state?
Yes, and when the last time I hadn't, I mean, I had been there before the show, but I hadn't been there since the show happened, and we went to Manhattan. I flew into Kansas City, so I saw that pretty, pretty airport. And we drove to Manhattan when we were driving through Wichita. Murray Hill, I was driving with Murray Hill, and Murray just looked at the sign and he goes, Wichita, Wichita. And I was like, oh, good Lord. Do you think it's called Wichita, Kansas?
he put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Exactly. But we spent several days in Manhattan, and it was amazing. I got nothing bad to say about Kansas.
Did you please tell me you ate your weight in donuts? Because I feel like you did that on the show, so it's like Matrix, sort of, you know.
He did eat his weight in Kansas. That is for sure.
Is he a heavy guy?
No, he's like 6'5". Well, he used to be heavy, but now he's
What's
not.
His name?
Jeff Hiller. You'll recognize him right away. He's played every waiter, every...
Oh, yeah, I recognize him.
Every waiter in every sitcom. He's played every flight attendant, every best friend. He's kind of an everyman. And no one ever knew who he was. That he would always say that people... Oh, yeah, do I know you? Because they've seen him in countless shows. His IMDb list goes on and on. Anyway, his book comes out. I cannot recommend it enough. It's super clever and quirky and quippy. It's called Actress of a Certain Age. Still funny. My 20-year trail to overnight success. And in addition to being a new author, he, of course, is Bridget Everett's best friend in real life as well. From the text line, the segment sounds like Michael Mackey interviewing himself. Real funny, 9437.
Telephone numbers are open. Lines are open. Festivus Friday is next, ladies and gentlemen. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday with the one and only Michael Mackey.
Shalom.
When we return here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.